Venezuelan media is controlled by the government. Figuring out what is truth, rumor, or propaganda has always been difficult. In recent days, though, it's been even more confusing. President Nicolas Maduro has refused to cede power to the opposition party. There have been widespread protests and looting, and the rumor mill continues to churn on social media. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
Javier Rojo owns a pharmacy in the capital city of Caracas. This week, as chaos took over the country, he gave his workers the day off, went home, and turned on the TV, only to find nothing was being reported. Rojo says right now people get their news on social media and WhatsApp. Professor Gregory Weeks teaches Latin American politics at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. He says in Venezuela,
independent media has been gradually attacked and shut down over time, so that in general, social media becomes the means by which you learn what's going on an ongoing basis.
Back at his house, Rojo says he started getting messages on WhatsApp from one of his workers. Tanks are rolling into the park, she says. They're launching tear gas. She's one of his employees. He trusts her. But then he started getting WhatsApp voice messages from people he doesn't even know. One guy who says his aunt's husband is a military officer, and he swears Nicolás Maduro has resigned. Rojo is getting bombarded by fake news and wild rumors, and it's happening to a lot of people in the country. Professor Raisa Uribarri researches technology and politics at Universidad de los Andes in Venezuela. She says it's hard to trace the origins of some messages. It can be panicked citizens or the opposition. The government has also gotten savvy at digital propaganda.
Un fenómeno, por ejemplo, que apenas estamos.
In the last few days, she says, there's been a wave of tweets in favor of the current regime, hashtag I'm with Maduro. From many accounts, she and her colleagues have traced back to Turkey, a country that has backed Maduro. It's not the first time social media has been caught up in international turmoil. Last year, the military in Myanmar used Facebook to spread rumors about the Rohingya Muslim minority, eventually leading to atrocities. In Brazil's last presidential elections, misinformation about candidates spread like wildfire on WhatsApp. Just this week, WhatsApp announced it will no longer allow users to forward messages to more than five people. But Professor Uribarri says Venezuelans have lived with fake news for so long, they've become smart news consumers. She points me to this trusted WhatsApp group. The audio bulletin is so low production, it almost sounds fake, but it's a public information broadcast created by a group of Venezuelan journalists. Every few hours, they release audio which gets shared countless times on WhatsApp, Facebook, and Twitter. In this one broadcast, the announcer lists the neighborhoods and streets that have been experiencing violent clashes and looting. Follow us, he says, we are online. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.